And once again, we are back with another edition of the Power Hour. This one today is going to be extremely significant. I'll tell you why here in just a sec. Dave Krieger with you at 11:06 a.m., December 14th, 2021. For those of you listening, if you're listening on a day other than the 14th, from 11 to 1 Central, the show has been pre-recorded, and you can't call in. Our call-in number, 844-769-2944. By the way, if you're going to order off the Power Mall, you should know that the 17th, which is 3 days from now, is the last day to order in order to get your stuff to you or anyone else you're sending them to by Christmas. And that is if you choose priority mail shipping. If you buy more than $200, excluding drop ship, your shipping is free. Anybody buying products from December 6th to December 22nd is going to be entered in to win a free 30-day supply of Optivita Complete Essentials, whole plant nutrition mix, valued at $90. That's right. It allows you with this versatile supplement to fuel your body with healthy nutrients. Best way to boost your immune system, especially in this day and age, right? Tranquil products also have a buy one, get one through the month of December while supplies last. Now, let's see. We got Wayne Elliott coming up at 11:30 to talk about the benefits of Strauss Natural Products. 12 o'clock noon. High noon. Hey, if you didn't have a chance to tell all your friends about it, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be on the program. You need to call everybody you know and tell them to tune in. Somebody's got to have streaming audio. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be talking about this little scumbag who has unleashed terror on the world. His name is Anthony Fauci. The name of the new book is The Real Anthony Fauci. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to talk about that. Here's a man that, in my book, has violated the Nuremberg Code and probably needs to be strung up. 12:30, Joseph Meyer is going to be on the show. He is the fella that has the straightmoneyanalysis.com site. And we got some questions for him because of the headlines being what they are, with inflation taking off like a rocket. And so tell your friends to tune in today because this is going to be good. We got some questions to ask Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He is an attorney. He's also the founder of the ChildrensHealthDefense.org network. And so it's really, really important to understand that even though he is a Democrat, and that may kind of contradict with what your political beliefs might be, he's on your side. Trust me, with all these Democrats and independents leaving the fold and coming over to the GOP because they've had enough of this garbage, not one thing has the Biden administration done right. And so now, Biden just got a literal, I wouldn't say literal, let's say figuratively, got a kick in the gonads by the federal appeals court yesterday, turned down his administration's attempt to lift a preliminary injunction against COVID-19 vaccine mandates for healthcare workers. And this is the Eighth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in St. Louis, which bounced him out on his ear, him and his attorneys. And, of course, there was an Obama nominee on the Eighth Circuit Court, Jane Kelly. She would have granted the motion. However, the mandate did not work that way. You have to understand that everything has gotten political now. The preliminary injunction was blocked by a Trump-nominated judge. And see, this is why President Trump succeeded. I mean, I think, what was it, 187 judges? He got nominated to the bench on the federal level. 187 Republican judges. See, he did what most other presidents couldn't do because he's a businessman and a CEO. Now, like many of you out there I'm a big advocate for freedom of speech. I really am because of my libertarian philosophy. But when you take to Twitter and you start ranting and raving and bragging on yourself about how wonderful you are, people get a little upset, especially the other side, and they use it against you. Well, lo and behold, Devin Nunes has left his position in Congress, and now he's going to become the CEO of Trump Media. well, it's about time that the Prez came up with his own network. I mean, if you can't beat him, join him, right? You'll be conflicting with every other mainstream media network, and you'll be reporting stuff of conservative value, the stuff that people thought was important and were enjoying until the guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old took over. Notice how smoothly that came out. We have false panic waved around again. 22 states, Henny Penny, Chicken Little, a.k.a. Chicken Little. You know, you don't have to have a monopoly on fabricated panics. All you got to do is just invent a pandemic virus and launch it on the world and then have Big Pharma already developing the stuff. You ever heard of Frederick Hegel, George Hegel? There's a little thing called Hegelian theorem. And Hegelian theorem basically says what you do if you want to solve or if you want an end result. Like, let's say we wanted to kill off all but 500 million of the people that are currently populating the world. And how are we going to do that? Well, let's create a virus that will be long-lasting, that will cause longer than usual conditions, that will affect more than just a common cold. And then let's launch that, whether by accident. We'll tell everybody they got it from a wet seafood market. We'll do everything we can to dissuade people from believing that we had anything to do with it, the elitists believe. And so it started in the United States at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. For those of you who have done your research, you should understand that Dr. Ralph Baric also needs to join Fauci on a noose, because it's his bunch that actually started to develop this gain-of-function project with the SARS-CoV-2 virus and then sent it, along with about 3-point-something million, over to the Wuhan lab. The patron saint of Wuhan, Fauci, of course, knew. They all did. World Health Organization knew it. World Economic Forum, WEF, knew it. Peter Daszak at Echo Health Alliance knew it. They all knew it. They all knew. They knew that they were going to have this Operation Warp Speed vaccine all just about ready to go, about as fast as ready to go as what happened with the USA Patriot Act when 9-1-1 happened. When 9-11 happened, the USA Patriot Act, I mean, literally, it's been sitting on the shelf. So what do you think? You think this is any different? You don't think that they may have started working on that vaccine already knowing there was going to be a plandemic? And now they're out to kill as many people as they can? And here you have the CDC director, Rochelle the Witch Walensky, coining the term pandemic of the unvaccinated, only to see the virus through cut through vaccine protections like butter. Now they're saying that the Pfizer vaccine, no matter how many boosts you get, loses its efficacy in a short period of time. This is just crazy, crazy, crazy. Now we have the moronic variant out of Africa. I call it moronic. That's Omicron done in an anagram. I call it moronic because they must think we are stupid to believe that this virus variant, even with Africa saying it's nothing more than a common cold, it's mild. But, oh, no, we have to use that to lock down schools, make people wear masks, push the booster shots. Yeah, Lord God, Fauci, here's a guy that's making $437,000 a year plus, more than the president, and this guy is a bureaucrat. The guy is evil, Satan reincarnated. And he's out there pushing the vaccines because he has a financial stake in them. He's making millions of dollars along with Pfizer, Moderna. The NIH is tied into Moderna's patents. It's making millions of dollars. This money is likely being funneled to the individuals within the NIH and is disappearing into the woodwork. In the meantime, Democrat Governor Jared Polis of Colorado is declaring that the COVID-19 emergency is over at this point. And it's the unvaccinated people's own darn fault if they become infected with the virus. Everybody had more than enough opportunity to get vaccinated, Polis told the Colorado Public Radio last week. Hopefully it's been at your pharmacy, your grocery store, at a bus stop near you. But wait, there's more. That's right. No, you don't get the Ginsu steak knives with this, folks. They want a jab in every arm. It doesn't make any difference. And now they're going to blame the unvaccinated. It's all wrong. As you well know, it's the vaccinated you see in hospitals and dying more than the unvaccinated. If the unvaccinated are smart and they're going online and they're doing their research, they're going to find the drugs and the frontline doctors who I met with and talked to at great length at last week's Clay Clark's Reawakening America convention in Dallas. And again, I apologize for the background noise on some of those audio clips that we did. But I'm telling you what, these frontline doctors are willing to risk their lives and their careers to make sure that you get better. They don't want you to go to a hospital. Why? Because they think hospitals are danger zones. And if you wait till your lips turn blue to go to a hospital, you are likely going to end up dead. How much can we put forward? And I'm not fear-mongering. I'm stating fact. Based on every single thing we know about the remdesivir protocol, if they stick that $3,100 bag of goo in your IV, you are going to see kidney failure, among other organ failure. You are going to fill up with fluids in between your lungs while they shove a ventilator on you and intubate you, and they're putting excess pressure in your lungs. No matter, I don't care how much oxygen and ventilation they pump into you. If your lungs and your mediastinum are full of fluid, you are going to suffocate. And they're going to make room for the next victim, and they're going to get paid $39,000 from Medicare for doing it. So you see, they've been incentivized to kill. All these hospitals are guilty of murder. They are all part of it. They understand it. They're following Fauci's protocol. And of course, as you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's going to be on our show at noon today, is going to go into detail about what a crook and an evil man Anthony Fauci is. He can sit there and deny all he wants and carry on this little charade in front of Congress. I'm sorry, folks, I'm not buying any of this garbage. Do I sound just a little bit passionate about this? That's because I've been researching this stuff for the last year and a half, ever since it started. And I had a DHS pass to go drive around and view what was going on from my media perch in Florida. We got to see all this. If you live in Philadelphia, guess what? The power monger, Philadelphia Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettegol, is now saying vaccine passports are now mandated for indoor dining. You want to go to Wells Fargo Center, watch the 76ers or Flyers? Guess what? Going to have proof of vaccine. This is nuts. She also added that kids would have to have their first dose of the vaccine by January 3rd and the second by February 3rd in order to enter any establishment. This is sick and twisted. She also is a murderer and needs to be hung up with Fauci and Collins and Daszak and all the rest of those goons. These people knew, they did it, they allowed it to happen. Meanwhile, Roger Marshall, a Republican senator from Kansas, is begging the White House and the CDC to acknowledge immunity gained from prior COVID infections in their messaging. You really think that's going to happen? Then he shows up on Meet the Press, and Chuck Todd challenged the senator questioning whether he was encouraging people to get the virus. I mean, how stupid can you be, Chuck? What's up, Chuck? Get that? Up, Chuck? Like vomit? This is what Chuck Todd spews, like every other mainstream media talk host. We are not mainstream media, folks. We're Christian-based radio. That's right. We're here to inform and prevent you from getting yourself into trouble. The Epoch Times is reporting that scientists claim they may have discovered the cause of Alzheimer's. We are going to be publishing an article in tomorrow. If you've subscribed to thepowerhour.com, If you want to get our news blurbs, you need to subscribe, because then you'll find out about all about these tau proteins that likely cause neurofibrillary tangles, which are found in the brains of Alzheimer's patients, and more. So you need to subscribe. If you have not yet, go to thepowerhour.com and sign up. You need to be getting this news. So far in Kentucky, 64 people are dead and over 100 are missing. This just the latest toll as first responders look for survivors, clear debris, and bring needed supplies to those who lost their homes. You're not going to believe what Miami International Airport is doing now. They're testing COVID-19 detector dogs. Woof, woof. What are they going to do? Sniff your mask? Sniff your butt? I mean, what are they going to sniff? They're the first U.S. airport to test COVID-sniffing canines. And they're being deployed at employee security checkpoints. And of course, the mayor of Miami-Dade County, Daniela Levine Cava, she's all for this. Anything to stop the spread. Why don't you resign, Mayor Cava? That'd stop the spread. So we don't have to hear your mouth anymore with all your lies. You also are furthering the fear mongering going on in America. You are at fault as well. Anybody that's pushing this garbage is at fault. And I don't care about Governor Polis. Most people in Colorado don't think much of him anyway. And I'm being kind when I say that, because I could launch a full tirade, but then the FCC would probably yank the licenses of all the radio stations in our network. Now, let's say that you go to a charter school and you're a girl and you are mandated to wear a skirt. Well, guess what? A charter school in Brunswick County, North Carolina, which opened in 1999 and functions much like other charter schools that fall into a unique public-private partnership with states. It allows for more freedom and experimentation while offering choices to parents and students. Well, Charter Day School, one of its policies was found offensive by a group of girls. The requirement to wear a skirt. So what did they do? Filed a lawsuit in North Carolina federal court in 2016 saying the skirts restrict their movement and don't offer any protection from the cold. Well, in North Carolina, I can understand when the wind blows up your skirt. I can understand how your parts down below would be freezing. Beyond physical constraints, they also argue the policy is unlawful sex discrimination under Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972 and the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause because, one, it only applies to female students. Well, of course they're not going to let male students wear skirts so they can make it even Steven across the board. And so what happens? Their arguments failed to convince a North Carolina federal judge, and we're talking about the school, that says, hey, we're trying to do the right thing here. The judge sided with the girls. Judge Malcolm Howard, a Ronald Reagan appointee, found the disciplinary nature of the dress code violates the Equal Protection Clause, but said dress codes are not covered by Title IX, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex for all schools that get federal aid. Now, what does that tell you? So if you can find a school for your kid that doesn't get federal aid, well, you might have a little bit more liberty than you would if it did. And so might your child. In fact, that's what homeschooling is all about. And because of the mess that was created in our current educational system, more and more moms are deciding, you know what? Now I'm finding out what my kid is learning, and I don't want my kid stained with all this pedophilia and pornography and all the other garbage that these teachers are sharing with them, that their libraries contain within them. And potentially, as you probably have noticed, there may be a few pedophiles teaching in the school system. Just last year alone, I can account for probably 5 or 6 people in Florida that have been arrested for fondling their students. So now we explore these progressive district attorneys that want to radically change the rule of law in California cities, amidst a wave of smash-and-grab robberies, which it's looting. A former prosecutor is claiming that more than 50 prosecutors, support, and victim services staff have quit their job. 50 prosecutors, support staff, and victim services staff have left over San Francisco District Attorney Tessa Boudin's progressive criminal justice reform policies. You know, I'm not surprised it hasn't happened all over the U.S. I mean, what do you expect when you don't prosecute crime and let the same perpetrators out onto the streets? Then you have people like Grady Judd, Highlands County, Florida sheriff, who says, if Antifa comes to our town, you stay in your home, and if they come to your door and kick your door in, blow them to kingdom come. You gotta love sheriffs like that. Then you'd become a hero. Oh, by the way, we're posting Texas versus Biden by the Fifth Circuit. That decision, we're showing you the court case that's up there that was just issued yesterday. You get to go online and read that in PDF form. We're going to talk to Joseph Meyer in our next hour about wholesale prices and all the gobbledygook involving inflation woes. I'm sure you probably want to know about that. California Governor Newsom is now going to use Texas's MO, where a private individual can sue an abortion doctor for up to 10 grand to go after those who have assault style weapons. These people never give up. Newsom is, you know, zero respect in my book. I don't know about you. But the number is 844-769-2944. Please make a note of it. And please remember, we are interviewing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at noon today. You're going to want to hear this story because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is an attorney and he cares about your kids. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Time is 11:28. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And it's 31 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. Here on Tuesday, December 14, 2021. What is that, 11 days before Christmas? Wow. So you only have basically about 3 days to jump on the Power Mall and order your Strauss Heart Drops along with any other little goodies that you want to send to your best friends, family, loved ones. Because that's just the right thing to do. Give the gift of health this Christmas and not fear. You know, I'm done with this. I'm so done with fear, especially after going to Clay Clark's Reawakening America tour last week in Dallas. That was something else. You want a spiritual boost. And we're going to have Clay Clark on the show, by the way, toward the end of the month. You don't want to miss that because they will be in Phoenix in January and Canton, Ohio in February. This is a monster of a show. 3,000 people show up, all God-fearing people, just like our listeners here. And the thing is, that, you know, when you give the gift of health, you help this program. That's right. So to help with the understanding of what some of these products entail and how good they are for you, we have Wayne Elliott on the phone once again with Strauss Natural Products. How are you, sir?
Always well. Thanks, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. So you're a lifelong herbal healthcare pro. You've been around in the field of waste and resource recycling. Well, that sounds like just kind of like a 180, but basically you're doing the same thing. You're like detoxifying yourself and getting rid of the waste, right?
No, you got that right, Dave. I loved your opening there about Christmas. I love this time of year. I always did. Must be the kid in me or something, but it is a great time, and I really love it, Dave, because it's a great time. Very seriously, a great time to there's no better gift than the gift of health. And I can't tell you how many, I don't know, Dave, thousands of times as I've given someone a bottle, I've said, this is the best thing I'll ever do for you. And meaning it, not that I wouldn't do things for people or do other things, Dave, but it warms my heart when I hand someone a bottle of Strauss Heart Drops and I know they're going to take it. It's just, there's nothing better. And so if you have a loved one in need, diabetes, heart disease, had open heart surgery, got angina, irregular heartbeat, cold hands and feet, bluish-gray skin or lips, the Strauss Heart Drops are for you. There's no question about that. There's nothing like them for over 40 years now. And, Dave, there's never been one complaint to Health Canada, the FDA in the United States, or to the Strauss Company of anyone that ever got harmed. Not one time in 42 years now. So safe it is, and the Strauss family will always insist that you're satisfied if you take their product and they take your money. And so if you are not satisfied, you don't need any records or anything. If you're not satisfied, they insist you get your money back. So you can't be cheated, Dave, and you can't be harmed, and there are no contraindications with any chemical drugs. This is as different as food and drugs, truthfully. These are natural herbs we can grow in our gardens, and, you know, so it's a no-lose proposition, and what a Christmas gift, Dave, is giving someone something that's so good for their health.
That's right, and the Wayne, these products, of course, as you know, are available at the Power Mall. And here's the thing, I will say this for those of you ordering any of the Strauss products. They are an acquired taste, but you get used to it. And I drink mine with water. I basically fill up a half a dropper, shake well, fill up a half a dropper, put it under your tongue, which is what I do for about 20 to 30 seconds. And then and you can feel it. Definitely you can feel it when it goes under the tongue and it's being absorbed into your system. And then you basically take a couple of swigs of water and it's all better.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
You know, and I did mine this morning before I went on. Do it every morning before we go on here. And it comes.
I'm so glad to hear that, Dave. You'll never regret that. And I'm so grateful for them. My goodness. When I think of the shape I was in starting in my second half of my 30s, and by the time I got to 40 with the energy or the lack thereof and all the angina symptoms, and I see how I feel in my 68th year, it's unbelievable, really. Not so much as an aspirin in these 25 years. And but I think, Dave, clean tissues and organs, in my experience now over these last 25 years, are so very important. I'm not sure there's anything more important. It's like maintenance on the furnace or the automobile. You have to do it or something will go wrong. Car will stop, the engine will stop, something will go wrong. And the same thing with our bodies, which are amazing, amazing piece of science our bodies are, the human body. It's amazing what we can do to ourselves and survive. But clean tissues, and that's really what the Strauss formulas are about. Not only killing bacteria in the case of the bladder formula, the kidney blood pressure formula, the prostate formula for men, they all kill bacteria with that most expensive, incredible herb called golden seal root. And each of those have golden seal in it. So killing bacteria is a great thing, of course, causes us lots of trouble in our body. And then the Strauss heart drops that dissolve the plaque, calcium, the plaque from cholesterol. Everywhere we have a vessel or vein, not just in your heart arteries or your carotid arteries to your brain, right through your body, Dave. If a person has bad color, they don't have even color, or they have grayish blue lips or skin, that's a blood flow issue. Cold hands and feet all the time, blood flow issue. You know, diabetics, it's their most serious issue is blood flow. So, you know, the Strauss heart drops, I just can't say enough about them. That's the Strauss's flagship product in 7 countries and just keeps keeping on. And of course, I'm grateful for it, Dave. I'm only with you now because of those heart drops. I know it. And so clean tissues, back to that, are just so important. I don't think there's ever been a more important time. There's never been more chemicals in our lives, in our water, in our on our food, just everywhere. The air, the water, the land, we're surrounded by them. We wash with them in a lot of cases. Our personal hygiene products have chemicals, toothpaste, soaps, and so forth. So never been a more important time. And the other thing the Power Mall sells, of course, Dave, are all the best quality vitamins and minerals. And this is a very important time. With these viruses and so forth floating around the world, you want a strong immune system. So the Power Mall has the best vitamins. And what I take these days, Dave, like religion, is vitamin D3. I take 4,000 units of that a day now. I take vitamin C. I take about 3,000 units of that. I take full-spectrum minerals. I find I get cramps, just like my mom did, cramps in my legs and feet if I don't. And that's because our soil's depleted. So those minerals aren't in the soil don't go into our vegetables and fruits, and so our food isn't doing for us what it once did and what it was meant to do. And there's never been a more important time for these supplements. If you have any inflammation issues, then you can get turmeric or curcumin from the Power Mall. You know, oregano for some of these other issues, yeast and some of these other nasties that try and invade us. So really, when you think about it, in my opinion at least, it's all about clean tissues and keeping the bad bacteria to a minimum. So you can get everything you need at the Power Mall, that I know, and the best of quality in the products the Power Mall handles, Dave.
Yep. Well, and I was going to shift gears on this whole thing on you, Wayne, because you were talking about the viruses. And here's the thing. You know, right now we are in a situation, and I'm going to be interviewing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in our next half hour, and he's going to talk about his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. And well, here's the thing. When you're talking about a virus that was literally, as we probably have already figured this out, a majority of us have that are listening to the show, and if you haven't, you need to figure it out, that these viruses were intentionally created to harm us. And then they came up with a shot to harm us. And if you perchance happen to take the shot, I talked to a lot of frontline doctors that said aspirin and NAC are the most important thing. But, you know, when you take the shot, especially if you're younger, the chances of getting myocarditis, and here we're talking about heart drops that literally can help stop or slow down all of that infection. And so I think now more than ever, as I was going to suggest, but you beat me to it there, Wayne, about why we take all of these immune support and vitamins and supplements and minerals, and why the heart drops are so important is because we're trying to keep this spike protein in check. And if you've had COVID, there is no telling, even if you have long COVID, this probably would help you through long COVID in making sure your heart doesn't fail.
No, no, absolutely. You know, I had a young lad, a son of a dear, dear friend here Monday night, Dave, who had his second vaccine here in Canada. 16-year-old, strapping, beautiful young man, hockey player. And here we are almost 6 months later, and he still can't get himself through a hockey practice. He just still can't get back to normal. His mom, her coworker, same thing, myocarditis in the hospital. And her best friend, she says, boy, the press mustn't be telling the truth, Wayne. There's three people close to me that have suffered this heart inflammation. And so, you know, absolutely. Dave, the most important thing, whether we're talking about a virus, cancer, some of these nasties that invade us, the best thing we can have is a strong defense department, just like you have over there in the United States of America, to defend yourselves. Our immune system is our defense department. So, you know, we need that exercise, fresh air. We don't have to do heavy weightlifting. A stroll is exercise. Breathing some fresh air, sitting out on the deck or out the front door. If you're lucky enough to have a garden, get on your hands and knees, pick some weeds, and this is all good. So we need that strong immune system, or we can fall to anything. Influenza B can take you. It takes 500,000 people a year, or at least people that are weak enough, succumb to influenza B every year. So virus, cancer, whatever we're talking about, Dave, it's all about that immune system and keeping our tissues clean and our organs working properly. So, yeah, I'm with you. I've had about enough of this other nonsense, too. And hard to believe that this Omicron variant, that's just here in Canada for 2 weeks. Well, already the government, we're confident the boosters will help with that. They don't know a darn thing about it, Dave.
No,
and the straight truth is the infections, yes, are going up. The hospitalizations aren't. The deaths aren't. So in my opinion, this thing, these variants, is either getting weaker or we're getting stronger as a collective, the human race, against it, because we've been exposed to all this stuff for 2 years now. So,
well, I remember.
Look what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it so you can't move unless you go along with the vaccine and booster program here in Canada. And I'm glad to see, honestly, the resistance in the United States, that there's enough of you. Here in Canada, we're about 85% vaccinated now, and people lining up for boosters. And
God. Wow, Wayne. We've got phone callers this morning. Winnie in Ohio, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I can barely hear you. I don't know if it's my phone or yours. But I have a question for Wayne. I take the Strauss Heart Drops, and they're wonderful. They are absolutely wonderful. And I was wondering if he happens to know if they're going to have anything for the eyes coming up.
But I'll tell you, the heart drops are good for the eyes as well, because I stopped wearing eyeglasses many years ago for 5 years. So you'll want to, believe me, cholesterol can bother our hearing. I got my hearing back in 2 weeks, so to the tiniest vessel. So keep taking the heart drops. And no, they no longer make their healthy eye formula, unfortunately. It was a great formula. But what I'd suggest to you to try, instead of any of these chemical drops, and you can get them from the Power Mall, is get one of the oxidized silver solutions. I use it every day. I spray it in my eyes every day, and what it does is it seems I have more sleep. You know, we call it sleep in the morning, and your crust kind of in your eye. So it cleans out the tear ducts very nicely. I gargle with it and swish my teeth, because it removes the plaque, believe it or not, from your teeth. And if you ever get a wound, a cut, a scrape. You soak a bandage in that silver, put it on there, and watch the magic, how it heals overnight, because it's bacteria that keeps our wounds open, and that silver kills everything, including anthrax. It's unbelievable. So that's what I would try, dear, to start with, and it cannot hurt you. You can give this to a baby, oxidized silver. It's just oxygen and silver. Oxygen's the best cleaner on Earth, and silver is the best bug killer.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
You too, dear.
All right. There you go, Wayne. Looks like you have some dedicated fans out there using Strauss Heart Drops. We love it when that happens. Before we went on the air, yeah, we were talking about the use in detoxifying the system. And, of course, the detox is all part of what we're trying to do, especially if we happen to get COVID. And a lot of you have had it, and a lot of you have natural immunity. And to me, thinking I might have had it last June, I was down for 3 weeks, but I didn't have the same symptoms as a lot of people had. But the thing is that when you start really beefing up the amount of nutritionals and supplements, and I've added 500 milligrams of magnesium to get rid of the leg cramps, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we really need to turn to about every single affordable type of mechanism. And these are all natural, folks. That's the one thing I like about it, is that, you know, unlike these pharmaceutical jabs and things that they're giving to people that are literally debilitating and potentially killing them. And I really feel for your 16-year-old friend out there you were just talking about, Wayne, because we don't know how much longer that kid is going to be alive, given what we know about what these vaccines have done. So, you know, when it comes to detoxing, this is an extremely valuable product as far as support.
No, you bet. These formulas all are, and these vitamins and minerals, for the reasons we mentioned long before COVID virus, long before our soil was depleted. So, but now with such a thing as the virus, really, you know, we should just live like this, Dave, as though, and they say the next virus is around the corner. They just don't know when, 5 years, 10 years, 10 months. But we should just try and be as healthy, of course, as we can be. And that's all about the immune system. And in my opinion, it's all about 100% blood flow. You want blood to go every cell you've got in your body because it's meant to. That's why we have 50,000 kilometers of vessels and veins and arteries inside us. Every cell from our toenails to our hair on our head, Dave, needs blood. So, and of course, our brain and heart. We can have a heart attack or a stroke, which is a brain attack, lack of oxygen to the brain. So I guess that'll always be Strauss's number one product to ensure blood flow. But then beyond that, clean out these systems. Find a good liver cleanse. PowerMall has them, a good liver cleanse. Clean out that filter. And you know what as people love about this, Dave, whenever I tell them, depending on the size you are of a person, you'll lose anywhere from 5 to 15 pounds. Effortlessly. You don't diet, you don't do anything, you take formulas. Yes, you'll detox, you'll use the bathroom a little more often, but better out than in. Ladies, you wouldn't stay in the kitchen long if you didn't take out the trash. So why not treat our bodies the same way?
That's a good analysis, Wayne. I like that. So now, see, also, folks, understand that on the PowerMall, and I said earlier that giving the gift of health is probably the best thing you can do. And people, you know, when they open up the package, they're not expecting to get a toy. But this seriously is an alternative, especially in the age we live in right now, where everybody has been placed into a state of fear. It is unnecessary. Fear is unnecessary. I believe that because of the fact we know that the AIDS virus was incorporated into COVID, that this is what's causing the 655 trillion recombinant strains. They are going to run out of Greek letters in the alphabet, and by that time they'll have confused everybody, or they'll have wised up everybody to understand that, hey, all along we should have been taking care of ourselves. And Strauss makes more than just heart drops, right?
No, that's right. The other heart remedy, which is fabulous, it fixed my irregular heartbeat. I had supraventricular tachycardia. from about age 36 on until I took the Strauss CardioCalm. And that's for two things they make that formula, Dave. One is to help the body repair damaged heart cells. Very important. Sometimes we damage our heart cells having a heart attack or an event. And the other thing that worked for me and my best buddy and former teammate and many football players since is the irregular heartbeat. Our heart is a pump, and we can wear it out. And football players that play more than 5 years after high school, heavy bodybuilding weightlifters, they're at the top of the category. Strauss said to me once, Jim did, those are stupid games. He knew I was a football player in my young days. And I said, why do you say that? And he raised his voice and said, because you're not horses. And that's just about the whole deal there. We're not horses. Our pumps, we don't have any bigger hearts than people who aren't athletes. And so very important, the irregular heartbeat. The Western medicine's answer to irregular heartbeat, it is the most difficult condition, heart condition for Western medicine, is the pacemaker. Now, I don't want to say any more about that. There's some people that have been successful with it, and there's some people that haven't. See, if your heart can't beat properly, Dave, your heart won't take the water off your blood. And you basically, it's like drowning. And so it's congestive heart failure. So the Strauss CardioCalm, for anyone who's had damage to their heart, maybe had a heart attack, or certainly if they have an irregular heartbeat. I had this for years, this irregular heartbeat. 3 months, the Strauss CardioCalm stopped it, and here we are 20-odd years later. My heart beats as regular as rain, Dave. So, yep. You know, these things go and help your body fix things. They don't treat the symptoms. You don't take these things for life so that your numbers line up. And when you take the heart drops or any of these formulas, you won't need numbers, Dave, reports, tests to tell you, for you to know you're doing better. You won't need anyone. You'll know. And I love that about it, too. You will know. This isn't something that, oh, I wonder if it worked. No, you'll know. If you've been getting up to the bathroom 4 or 5 times a night and you take the bladder and the kidney, if you're a lady, take the bladder, kidney, and prostate if you're a man, you won't anymore. I used to. I drink a lot of water at night. I get up once through the night now like clockwork, Dave. Occasionally not at all, but 99 days out of 100, I get up once, not 4 or 5 times. And this was my mother's nemesis because she couldn't get back to sleep very easily. And so her sleep, she was always deprived of sleep. And there's tons of people suffering this, Dave. Try these formulas. They're painless. They're safe. They're reasonably priced. And by all means, here's another thing I want to say, Dave, because it happens all the time. In the case of the prostate, the bladder, and the kidney particularly, people will take them and they'll notice a difference in days or in a week. Please finish the bottle. Please don't do a part job for yourself. Finish the bottle, notwithstanding how you feel sooner. You must finish the bottle and deal with the problem efficiently and completely, not just when you know you're feeling better.
Well,
very important, I think, Dave. Otherwise, it's bound to come back. Those parts of our body are very difficult to accept medication even for some reason. And so you want to take the whole bottle, do the job properly.
And the thing is, when you go to the doctor prescribes medicine to you. He tells you to take the whole bottle. So that goes right in line with, and I'm not a medical professional, and none of us claim to be. We just know what works. And the thing is that, you know, there is some suspicion about the contraindications of statin drugs. And I know that, you know, sometimes we get prescribed statin drugs, and I just really don't feel like taking them. I'd rather do Strauss heart drops than I would statin drugs. So
well,
what's your take on statin?
Statin drugs purport to work not by clearing out so much as a grain of plaque. They don't claim that because they don't do that. What they do is partially shutter or govern down your liver's function because your liver produces the cholesterol. Now, that'd be fine if that was the only job maybe the liver had, but the liver has 200 jobs. So to govern down, and that's why, Dave, every statin drug, if you read the paperwork, and I don't know anybody who does this, but if you read the paperwork, you're supposed to get a blood test monthly to check for liver enzymes. That's the health of your liver. Your liver's not meant to be shut down. So I always caution people, please read the paperwork and read about serious side effects, potential side effects, so that if you have them, you know, and you can speak to your doctor. At least do that much for your own health if you're taking these pharmaceuticals. Read that paperwork, educate yourself, and then you can act in your own best interest. But those statin drugs, Jim always said the most insidious drugs, just to shut partially shut down an organ seemed madness to him.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Wayne, it's been wonderful. We are out of time, getting ready to head into the break, but you want to visit the Power Mall now because you don't have a whole lot of time to get Strauss Heart Drops to give to your loved one for Christmas, and get it there in time unless you shop today or tomorrow, because the 17th pretty much is a cutoff date if you want to get there, and we want you to pick the priority mail shipping, and that will get it there by Christmas. So once again, Wayne Elliott, thanks so much for calling us up and giving us the lowdown on Strauss Heart Drops and all the wonderful things they do. And we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. All the best, Dave. Happy holidays,
thanks,
buddy.
Happy holiday to you too, sir. Thank you. All right. There you go. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be joining us in this next half hour to talk about his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. You're going to find out some stuff. I got a copy of the book from Amazon, and I've been reading it. It is a very deep, heavy read, let me tell you that. But when you come out of this, after reading the hundreds of pages of work that this man has done, even if he's a Democrat, he's an attorney, he's on your side, he's on your children's side. And so we want you to be sure to call all your friends and tell them to get on thepowerhour.com right now, because after the break, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be joining us to discuss all of these critics' challenges, because everybody's coming after him now that he puts out the truth. And you know, when you put out the truth and they come after you, you're over the target. Even my own corporate attorney told me that. What can I say? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will join us on the Power Hour coming up after the break. In the meantime, hopefully we got to all the news that you can use today.
Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.